Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide, and our subject today is debugging turnover. This is an episode from the future. I'm recording it in advance because as you're listening to this, I should be walking around in Miami Beach. So, if you happen to be in the area and you're listening the week this goes live, do reach out to me. My email is in the show notes. We just might be able to grab coffee. Now, debugging turnover. In case you don't know, because not everyone is accustomed to this term, turnover means, among other things, it means how fast people leave your company. High turnover means that the rate of people leaving is quite high. They don't remain for as long as you would have liked or would have hoped, or, you know, comparing to the average of the industry around you. And lately, I've been hearing some talk about this, so I guess it might be relevant for a few more of you and decided to just talk about it here. Well, how do you even know if you have a high turnover? Let's start from that. Compared to the rest of the company, R&D tends to have a higher turnover. So you see people have shorter tenures on average compared to, for example, your salespeople, your marketing people. That, to me, seems to be natural because, first, tech itself adapts so quickly that people tend to want to grow quickly as well. And second, the demand for engineers, even in the current market conditions, is always high for someone that's good. And therefore, it is a lot easier for people to switch jobs the second something becomes annoying or the second they feel like things are shaky. And therefore, if your turnover in R&D is just a bit worse than the rest of the company, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have an R&D-specific issue. And this is important to understand because you need to debug this. You need to find the root cause. Do you have R&D-specific issues or does your company have problems in general? Right? If people think that the company might be going into a layoff session or not going to grow as fast as they projected a year ago, that sort of stuff, then anyone in the company might start looking for a different opportunity. But if turnover seems to be focused more in R&D, then you know that you have problems in-house. And now let's think about how can you approach this and debug this if this is what is happening. Well, first of all, I say ask the people. And it blows my mind how often we neglect doing this. Every time that I did this for a client, I just gave a call, texted people who left in the last couple of months and asked them if they can just chat to me for 10 minutes and tell me why they left. We got a bunch of great insights. And I know it is easier for me as an outsider. People feel more comfortable sharing with me and not with their former boss. But you need to find something that works for you. And these exit interviews done a bit after they leave, not just, you know, their last day, I find can reveal a lot of good information. When you ask someone a month or two after they left, they are probably already deep within their new role. A lot of the sediments they had in the old workplace no longer weigh them down, and they can just speak more freely, and they're not as afraid about their career because they're already in a new role. And therefore, they might share things like a problematic culture, having feeling too much stress, maybe feeling like their team is not as good as they wanted, maybe the tech stack felt outdated. Whatever it is, you can find out in interviews a lot easier than trying to find other indicators. So use this. Second, once you start to get an understanding, try and assess whether your problems are genuinely worse than the average around you and you need to address that, or are you just simply not as good when it comes to providing an environment that helps people go through these things. So what am I talking about? For example, everyone has tech debt. There's no company without tech debt. I usually say that when a new startup starts, half a day into creating their first repo, someone already feels like there's tech debt. And that's, you know, tongue in cheek, but it's pretty much true. And therefore, I don't accept at face value when someone says they left because the company had a bunch of tech debt or because the tech stack wasn't as new as they wanted. I drill deeper and I try to understand, is this something really unique Or did management, for example, fail to help them see how this tech debt is managed or how this is not that different from the rest of the world? So when someone comes up to you and says, we have tech debt, and you just dismiss them, just like that, you don't give it any thought, you don't talk to them at all about it, you don't give them some context so they understand why you're deciding not to try and get time to do this or that, etc., they feel unheard. They do not feel like their ideas or their issues are being treated, and therefore they're gonna leave eventually. But if you help them see why you're prioritizing this over that, when you help them realize why something that feels like a real issue for them is not that big of a deal because you're, for example, you're aware that the company is going to, in a quarter or two, change direction, therefore this problem of scale might no longer be a real problem there, and therefore it's not worth investing in it before you validate this is something you're gonna keep doing, etc. And when people get this extra context, when they feel like they are heard, all of a sudden those issues are not as pressing for them and they are more willing to wait. And in both of these scenarios, the end result is the same. You're not prioritizing some tech debt work right now. But the way the message has been delivered makes the person who came up with the idea feel completely different. And that's what I mean when I talk about creating the right sort of environment and atmosphere. And this is something that I see quite a lot when it comes to inexperienced managers who don't know how to cultivate culture. They view their role mostly as being about project management, but not about cultivating real successful people and helping them grow. Another area here that you want to look at is how do you create an organization that actually becomes more and more rewarding as people grow? So are you providing people with opportunities to grow, not just with, you know, throwing new titles at them, but when it comes to taking responsibility, being exposed to the business, working on projects that are end-to-end, and therefore they can see what the customers are saying, how this eventually impacts the bottom line, makes them feel like what they're doing actually matters. I've seen teams that spend quarters and quarters doing things, never even knowing if users are really using it. They might have tried to see from the logs whether it made any sense, but they don't even know if anyone is saying anything about those features. Are they happy about them? Are they not? And when you feel like years of your life, of your effort, are being sent into DevNull, are sent into the void, no one is actually using them, you know, eventually you feel like, what am I doing here, right? Life is too short for this. So you need to connect people to the results of what they're doing. They need to see that whatever they're doing has an impact. Otherwise, they're going to get discouraged or they're going to drift. See the previous podcast episode, they're going to drift and their impact focus will start to be about technology and not about real impact, both of which are bad and eventually will increase your turnover, either because those people are going to leave or because you're going to want them to leave. And lastly, I just want to say that some turnover is actually good. People who boast that no one has ever left their company since they started, I hate that, because to me, that usually means you have a bunch of organizational debt. You're working too hard to make people remain, even though they're clearly not a good fit, or your interviews are so meticulous, you never hire someone who's a bad fit. And usually this means that you're missing out on a bunch of really good people. You're only bringing people who are pretty much the same. You don't get a lot of diversity. You don't get people who are different enough to provide some more perspective and new viewpoints into your company. And I hate that. So some turnover is good. Don't aim to have no one ever leave. Just ensure that you have a healthy rate of turnover and that you do your best to ensure that if someone left for the wrong reason, it's not going to happen again. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes and I'm always happy to hear from you listeners. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And it's where I share a bunch of very cool stuff like the next installment of my live session. So check it out, link in the show notes. Thank you, talk soon.